Lag Va'omer. Okay? On Motzoi Shabbos is Lag Va'omer, and the Minhag in all over Israel, also parts of Chutz Laaretz, is they build medurahs, bonfires. Bonfires on Lag Va'omer. The question is, what is the message of the bonfires? The question is, what is the message of the bonfires? Okay, now. Why do we celebrate Lag Va'omer? So there are two standard pshatim. One pshat is that Rabbi Kiva's Talmid, Armasori is Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim stops dying on Lag Ba'omer. So it's a day of Simcha. Yeah, but the Pre-Chadosh asks, there were 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died. So the reason why they stopped dying was because there was no one left. Why is that a Simcha? If you have a town with a plague, God forbid, and everyone's dying out, and then finally the whole town dies out, ah, Baruch Hashem, let's make a party. It's weird. That's a good question. So the Pre-Chadosh answer as follows. The Gemara says that after Rabbi Akiva, after the Talmidim died, the world was Shamein, Shin Mem Mem, Shamein from Torah, desolate, until he found five new Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and he rebuilt Torah from them. Those five didn't die. We're celebrating the fact that Hashem ensured the survival of the Masorah, that even though all of the Talmidim died, there were five potential Talmidim who didn't die. They were obviously big Chashiv Rabbanim, you know, they were potential Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. That's the Simcha. The Pre-Chadosh raises the question. The answer he gives is Ve'efshar she'asimcha hi al osam talmidim she'hosif achar kach Rabbi Akiva she'lo meisu ke'elu, that they had not died. Oh, so it seems that that's a simcha of Lag Ba'omer, that Hashem ensured the survival of the Masorah, that these other five talmidim who potentially could have died, like all the other great Rabbanim of that time, did not. So the Simcha of Lag Ba'Omer becomes the Simcha of the survival of the Masorah, that Rabbi Akiva was able to restart the Masorah with the five new Talmidim who didn't die. And that's what we're celebrating on Lag Ba'Omer. There was a plague. People are dying left and right. Mistama, other people, maybe other people died. Those five Talmidim didn't die. And some Achronim say that Rabbi Akiva began teaching them on Lag Ba'Omer also. Okay, some say that as well. That's one reason why we celebrate on Lag Ba'Omer. The other reason is that the Arizal established the Kabbalah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died on Lag Ba'Omer. He was the first to say it. So celebrating. Why are we celebrating? We don't celebrate when a tzaddik dies. But the Zohar says that on the day that he died, before he died, he revealed secrets of Torah to the world, a lot of the Zohar. So we're not celebrating his death. We don't celebrate the death of a gadol. We're celebrating the light of the Torah that came down to the world on that day. That's the other pshat. In other words, we're putting together the Zohar doesn't say he died in Lag Ba'Omer. The Zohar says when he died, he taught Torah before he died. And Rav Shimon Bar, and the Arizal is the one who says it was Lag Ba'Omer. So we're celebrating the new light of Torah that came down on Lag Ba'Omer. There are many Kabbalistic explanations for the Medura. The simple explanation is that Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. The Torah is the light that guides us in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is always compared to Choshech. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim writes. Choshech is confusing. It's nighttime. You see a guy over there. Is it a person or is it a tree? You can't tell. Woo! You have a flashlight, then you can tell. You're in a dark night and you have this big bonfire. The bonfire lights up the whole area. The whole city smells like smoke. You close your windows, Motzabas. If you don't close your windows, smoke comes in everywhere. The whole city smells like smoke. The light of the bonfire is the light of the Torah. And ki ner mitzvah v'torah, a ner is a candle. Rav Shechter always says, an or is a torch. More light. The more light, The more Torah, the more light in Olam Hazeh. A little candle gives you a little. You don't want to have a little light. You want to have a lot of light of guidance. So the message of Lag BaOmer is, and this is what a person is supposed to be thinking about at the Medura, at the bonfire. The message is, am I letting the light of the Torah guide my life? That's what Lag BaOmer is about. Life is confusing. It's unclear. What should I do next? What should the next move be? I'm trying to make this decision. I'm trying to make that decision. I've got to make sure that I'm guiding my life by the light of the Torah. What does the Torah tell me? What does the Torah want me to do? I don't know. Ask somebody older. Ask your Rebbe. Ask a mentor. A person has to say to himself, am I adjusting the details of my life to fit the guidance of the light of the Torah? Or, God forbid, am I adjusting what I think the Torah really says so it fits the way I want to live my life, which is the wrong approach? That is the challenge of Lag BaOmer. And this comes up in real life all the time. The world is always changing. The outside world is changing all the time. And normally it does not change for the better. And we have to navigate ourselves in the outside world, and the light of the Torah stays the same. Let's discuss the appropriate way for men to dress in public. Women we're not going to discuss for now. Let's discuss men. Did you ever see movies, baseball movies from the 1930s and 40s? Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. Guys, after Shear, help them out. Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. Okay. Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. How are the men dressed in the stands? It could be some it's the same in the football. Hats and jackets. So in the 1940s, 50,000 Torah Vadas guys and Lakewood guys went to Yankee games. Lakewood didn't exist yet. No, it wasn't Torah Vadas guys. Who were these people in hats and jackets?
Italians.
Regular people, maybe. Well said. Regular people. You go outside, you have a proper decorum. You go outside in front of other people, you put a jacket on, you put a hat on. That was the proper way to dress. Fast forward 50 years. 50 years is nothing. 50 years. Four guys are going to a jet game. The New York Jets. It's 5 degrees outside. It's minus 12 with the wind chill. Minus 12 with the wind chill. And the Jets' colors are green and white. These four guys get together. By the fourth quarter, they're drunk. They're out of order. But the first quarter, they're not drunk yet. So the four guys, they get ready for the game. And they paint on their bodies. J-E-T-S. They go to the game. It's 25 degrees below zero. They pick up their shirts, they take off their shirts, even better, J-E-T-S. Who snapshots them? ESPN snapshots them, and they make it onto SportsCenter. And they're on SportsCenter, shown 10 times in a row. They say to their friends, hey, I'm on SportsCenter, the 33rd minute. And they made it. And they're famous. In other words, nowadays, the American pop culture glorifies completely dysfunctional behavior. Strange. And 50 years ago, they would have been embarrassed to go. It would still have been illegal, I don't know. Embarrassed. What a change. That's what the outside world's happening. That's what's happening in the outside. And our job is to say, whoa, 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 whoa. What's the Torah's approach? You want to go to a ball game? You play ball. You follow ball. You go to a ball game once in a while. But you have to act like a Ben Torah. You have to act properly. And we need to say, hey, am I letting myself be guided by the light of the Torah? That is the challenge that we face nowadays. And that is, so that's what I tell my kids every year in Lag BaOmer, and that's what you should be thinking about, what I should be thinking about, when there are deeper ideas. What you said before with the fire and that's a Kabbalistic ideas. I'm saying on a down-to-earth level, the challenge of Lag BaOmer is, am I committing myself to letting the Torah guide me in Olam Haza. And it's a big commitment. And that's the challenge of life. Life is confusing. What should I do? Where should I live? What type of job should I get? Hey, who should my roommate be for the next year or two? These are serious questions. And life is complicated. You make a wrong decision, it's very confusing. Because you think this is right. Yeah, but at night, you know, you make a wrong turn, you can't tell. I think it's a person. No, it's a tree. You're not sure what it is. You need a flashlight. You got to carry a safe around in your pocket. It's your flashlight. Carry a flashlight around. Guys, this is very heavy stuff. This is what life is about. And we have a beautiful Torah. I don't know what the Torah wants from me. You don't know what the Torah wants from you? Go find your Rebbe and talk to somebody older who knows a little better than you. I don't like that Rebbe said. So go to his Rebbe. Go to another Rebbe. You find someone you can talk to who can help you find that flashlight. That's what life is about. We need that flashlight in Olam Hazeh. And Baruch Hashem, we have the flashlight. We're not supposed to go through life confused. Sometimes they're hard questions. Sometimes even with the flashlight, you're not sure. I can see both directions. I'm not sure which way to go. Okay. That's already more subtle. But you got to use the flashlight and say, listen, I have to let the Torah guide my... Is this what the Torah wants for me now? That's Lag BaOmer, and it's a very, very, very important message for all of us. You got it? Okay, guys, we'll stop here.